Right, you should all be able to hear me, hopefully.
Yeah.
That's good. Right, I've only got a short message this morning. I'm going to talk this morning about Numbers. Not Numbers, the book in the Bible. That can be very... lots of numbers. But numbers and counting. Our lives can be controlled in a lot of ways by numbers and counting. One of the first things that come to mind when you think of numbers and counting in our lives is the bank balance. Will it all add up? This bill, that bill. Now hopefully their numbers are positive and big, but sometimes they might not be. It's something which can control our minds, our thoughts, and quite easily distract us and worry us. Then I was thinking about other things to do with numbers. I thought about how we count days in numbers. The time we have to get to Christmas.
Oh, please.
107 sleeps.
Oh, please.
Just to let you know. The time to his next holiday. Oh, on the beach. I can't think how many days I've got out on my holiday. The time to retirement. The time to payday. The time to numbers, numbers, and counting. The strange thing is, I find with all numbers and counting issues, all they seem to do is add stress and strain to our lives. Admittedly, some things we count to can be enjoyable. I like the advent calendars because they're quite enjoyable as you count the days down and you get the chocolates. But that's only one thing that comes to mind. This posed a question in my mind. Are we counting the right things? And then it reminded me of a very old song. Well, it must be very old because it's in the Redemption of Lynn now, so it must be really old. And it uses words that are in the modern language. It reminded me of this song. Well, this is the chorus of the song anyway. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. That's the old word, has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. It's a wonderful song, but how often do we count those numbers? How often are those numbers reminded to each of our lives? And how important is it to remind us ourselves of those numbers? Count your many blessings. See what God has done. And it will surprise you. Certainly does in my life. When you think of all the situations in which God, our Father, has had a hand, in which God, our Father, has walked with us, in which God, our Father, has been there. Earthly numbers, unfortunately, tend to only add up to one thing. And that can be a lot of worry, a lot of stress, a lot of waiting. Nothing seems to come to fruition. I mean, some things do happen, and some things we can count on happening within our lives. Some things we hope might come quicker than what they do, and some things can take a lot longer than what we expect. But Scripture tells us exactly what we can count on. And I've only got one verse. Well, no, there's a few verses, but one scripture for us to just think over this morning. And that's taken from Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. It says there these very good words. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Now you might think what that verse has got to do with numbers and counting. Well, that verse is very special to me because it says to me that no matter what things I try to add up in my life, no matter what answer I come to, I can count totally on Jesus. I can count totally on my Father, on my Father God. And not only that, all the things that I might be counting on in my life to happen, they can weigh me down. If I take them to the Lord, He takes them, and then He gives me His yoke. Now, I don't know whether you know what a yoke is. Not something out of an egg. It's not something that David tells regularly. But it's something which goes round a cattle's neck or a horse's neck, and what enables that animal to carry a very heavy load. Now here, Scripture is telling us that God has got a yoke which He can swap with you He can take your yoke and give you his yoke. And his yoke's completely different. With his yoke, you can learn things. You can learn that our Father is gentle and humble in heart. And all those stresses and strains, that heavy burden, is suddenly lifted. And that you can find rest for your souls. You can find that peace, that comfort. And all those numbers, all that counting, all that maybe looking forward to something, or maybe wishing life on, is suddenly lifted from you, because everything's given to God. That's something that's so important this morning for each of us to grasp. Leave the number work to God, because he's good at counting. He can make things add up. He can fill the gaps. He can give us peace. The answer is quite simple. We can count on God. He can take the stress and strain. He can take that burden. So look after the numbers, the days, the things that take control of our lives. Let our Father God take our burdens, the things that weigh us down, and let us count our blessings and name them one by one. Amen. Yeah.